Am I supposed to be introducing myself?
No, don't worry. I've got some spiel, Julie.
Okay. Okay.
So we're doing some work preparing for November in the Library, a month-long campaign to promote knowledge and evidence sharing within the NHS. We have Julie Crawford, Head of Patient Safety at UHBW, with us. Julie, thank you for taking the time to speak to us today. Could you tell us a little bit about your role, please?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to speak to you. As you said, my name's Julie Crawford. I'm the Head of Patient Safety for the Trust. I've been in this post about 3 years. My role involves supporting the Associate Director of Quality and Patient Safety in the delivery of the Trust Patient Safety Strategy. I'm a nurse by background, 31 years in the NHS this year, a long time, and previously specialised in intensive care nursing. I became an advanced nurse practitioner, worked in sort of critical care outreach, came to this trust in 2012, worked in cardiac surgery as an advanced nurse practitioner there, then became a matron for cardiac surgery and cardiac intensive care, and very interested in quality, very much interested in patient safety, the improvement of safety across the organisation. So when this job came along, this was a very ideal fit for me. There have been, since I came into post, a great deal of changes in patient safety. Nationally, there has been a launch of a new patient safety strategy, which really has significantly changed how we respond to patient safety incidents. The key things really have been a great deal more focus on engaging and involving our service users in improving patient safety. So, you know, giving them a voice, giving them the opportunity to participate in the improvement of patient safety, which has involved recruiting patient safety partners who are lay members of the public who've actually joined our, you know, our patient safety group, and very much are involved in a lot of our improvement projects for patient safety. So they really are key. And the second part really has been about the way that we respond. And in July 2023, so how we respond to patient safety incidents, we moved as an organisation after a great deal of preparation, which has meant, you know, the amalgamation of significant amount of new theory and new approaches, the way that we approach investigation of patient safety. So we moved and we adopted to the Patient Safety Incident Response Framework. And as I say, the changes really involve a different approach to the way that we investigate when patient safety incidents happen, particularly that being that we are now integrating safety science, which particularly that of human factors. And we've actually, as an organisation, employed a human factors expert now who can give us advice and support. And, you know, this previously has been seen in other industries such as the nuclear industry, the rail industry. So we've brought all of that sort of knowledge and that experience into our organisation now. And when we look at patient safety incidents investigations, we no longer focus on the staff and the individuals, but actually we look at the system surrounding that individual that probably is the reason why these incidents are, you know, occurring and continuing to occur. So, you know, it isn't necessarily we're trying to move away from it being construed that someone has done something wrong and that they need to train themselves and improve themselves and they need to work harder. You know, the theory very much has changed, that it is about, you know, looking at the system and, you know, looking at all those influences and the interface with the individuals, you know, particularly these new digital systems. So my job really, and getting back to my role, is really to support all that, you know, to ensure that there's a, you know, the amalgamation and the rollout of these changes across the organisation. It is very much a journey. You know, we're certainly not there yet. And I think it's, you know, it is going to take time to bring that in. But obviously that is my role really, is to try and amalgamate that, to bring in this new thinking, to bring in these new processes and support those, and to really give the confidence to the staff that we are here to support them and to help them to do their job better. Yeah. Was that okay?
That was a wonderful answer. Yeah. Thank you so much, Julie. How do you stay up to date?
Okay, well, the new patient safety strategy has introduced a new patient safety syllabus, which has meant for the first time that there is a, you know, a defined level of education and training that is required at all levels in the NHS, depending on your role, you know, in patient safety, you know, in the, you know, the amalgamation into practice of all the theory into patient safety. And I have become a designated patient safety specialist in the organisation. So what that has meant for me is that I have been expected to undertake additional training. Prior to PSERF, there really wasn't a syllabus. You know, there was a lot of information out there, but it really wasn't sort of contained and defined. So, you know, that's been a good thing. So in recent times, I've been undertaking an initial pilot with NHS England, and I've been undertaking my level 3 and 4 patient safety training. And that's been over the last 12 months, and that's been led by Loughborough University. That's what, you know, that's the initial part of it. I've additionally enrolled into Teesside University to do a master's in human factors and patient safety. So obviously, you know, there very much is my day-to-day operationalization of patient safety, but also I now hopefully will have that knowledge base underpinning that obviously can support that, you know, that dissemination. Okay, so as I say, it is an evolving field, something new every day. I have become a member of the Chartered Institute of Ergonomics and Human Factors in recent times. So obviously I now have access to a lot of that database and to a lot of the papers that are produced by them on a regular basis, which obviously is really very helpful. And, you know, as I say, you know, we're continuously building that knowledge base. We're working very collaboratively across the systems, across the national system, across the local system, you know, so that we're supporting each other because we're all moving through this PSERF journey together. We're all at different stages and we're very much sharing our learning.
Thank you, Julie. Do you find you have to deal with information overload in your day to day?
Yes, very much. Obviously, you know, there are a lot of demands in this role, be it internally and externally, a lot of emails. As I say, it is very much an evolving field. So there's a lot of new papers that are coming out, new theories. NHS England are looking at the way that they're delivering PSERF. They're revising that. Obviously, a lot of my work is converting that, operationalizing that in our organization and making sure that we are, you know, continuing to move, you know, in the direction that is required, you know, and that has been led by the national team. Yes, it can be overwhelming at time. I think after 3 years, I've learned to prioritize, to identify the, you know, the key, focus. We do have work streams that we've clearly defined within patient safety that, you know, and we've set our goals, you know, over a yearly period. So 2024, 25 goals are clearly defined and obviously working towards those. But as I say, I think it's very much a journey. I think it's something that is going to evolve and, you know, something really exciting. Really, in the sense of, you know, the opportunities to make real change to the system in the NHS, rather than that, you know, what was previously, which was, you know, the poster telling the staff, this is how you should do it. You know, this is, this is the learning that you need to take on board, etc. You know, very much now we are actually involving our staff. We're beginning to listen to them and listen to where the real challenges are, the work is done in the work environment, and therefore, you know, beginning to make real change. And so hence, even though it can be overwhelming, it's still extremely exciting.
Thank you, Julie. Are you a part of any professional networks or communities of practice currently, or are there any that have been influential in your career in the past?
Okay, this X on the other side. Sorry.
Don't worry.
Okay. Well, I'm involved in several professional networks focused on patient safety and healthcare quality. The local one being the local, what we call the BNSSG, Bristol, North Somerset and South Gloucestershire Integrated Care Board. And I'm also part of the National Patient Safety Specialist Network. And, you know, really the key with this is that we share and disseminate the changing delivery for patient safety. So, you know, it's a really good forum throughout that we are sharing these initiatives, sharing the way that the principles that we're operationalizing those, you know, across our organizations. And as I say, for all of us, we're on a journey in patient safety at the moment, and we're all at different stages, and hence, you know, these regular meetings, these, be it face to face, be it online, really, really help for all of us to, you know, to become confident and, you know, and to move together, because simply the focus now, with particularly with PSERF, is about the journey of the patient. And if we don't work collaboratively now, then, you know, and we only sit in our organization and only make changes only in our organization, then, you know, the problems with the linking up and the transfer of care will continue to, you know, to be what is contributing to patient safety incidents. So, you know, it is really amazing to listen to the initiatives that are being taken across the country. And it really is very exciting. And obviously, it's very good to share and, you know, and for us to take some of that learning and amalgamate it into our practice.
Wonderful. Okay. So you have spoken a little bit on this already, but do you have any points to add on the value of nurturing professional relationships and sharing knowledge within a community?
As I said, the principles of PSERF is really taking a system approach. So, you know, the focus is on the patient, and to really achieve complete sustainable improvement, it requires us to work beyond the walls of our organisation and work collaboratively with our service partners. By building and nurturing professional relationships, by fostering collaboration and innovation and sharing knowledge, you know, we're improving practice, and ultimately we're achieving, you know, better patient safety. So, you know, I think it's key, really, that we, you know, we foster collaboration and innovation. And, you know, as I said, you know, professionally sharing knowledge, you know, this is really making the difference. We're able to bring this into our organisation and to, you know, to really deliver the objectives of this new patient safety strategy.
Okay. Thank you, Julie. In your opinion, what role do people play in knowledge sharing within organisations? Would you consider people to be key drivers to knowledge mobilisation?
I think people are crucial in knowledge sharing. As I say, they bring diverse experience and insight. And so they enrich organisational learning. They deliver the care. Our staff deliver care. And, you know, the key driver here is that we need to engage with our staff. We need to hear our staff so that, you know, we can only mobilise and really move to new learning and amalgamate new knowledge when we've actually listened to our staff and understand what the challenges are, and also to involve them in moving and owning change. Because as I say, they are the ones that know their service and they know what will work. So yes, I think people are crucial. I think for us in patient safety now, one of our key priorities is beginning to, you know, what we want to do is beginning to improve the way that we share learning across the organisation. So we're beginning to look at potentially a learning hub that we wish to develop for patient safety, whereas, you know, learning in one area is shared. We have the simulation team. They're doing a monthly theme on patient safety and they're doing simulations. You know, I'm encouraging them perhaps to film that so that we can put that up on that learning hub, that we can take any of the national papers that we've received, any of our local investigation findings and conclusions that we can additionally share, so that in our organisation, our staff have an area that they can go to rather than having to start again when an incident happens in their area. So great ambitions there. And as I say, watch this space.
Thank you, Julie. Would you say connecting people to the right knowledge and evidence plays a part in improving performance?
Definitely. As I say, access to relevant knowledge and evidence empowers staff to make informed decisions, to make system improvement. You know, they are aware then what is best practice. And as I say, if you can amalgamate that into your practice, you know, for us, it's helping teams and staff to be risk aware, to be aware of when the practice that they're undertaking, you know, that may have patient safety impacts. And so, you know, part of our role really is to build that knowledge base, build that capability in order for them to deliver it themselves. Okay.
The Lord Darzi Government commissioned report highlights several areas where established evidence has not been widely put into practice. What do you think might be some of the barriers to adoption?
Again, I think it's not being able to disseminate knowledge to those that are delivering the care. So I think it's really important that for teams to own change and to take that change on board is ensuring that everyone that is, you know, delivering that change, you know, understand what underpins that. So I think it has been our lack of ability to disseminate that knowledge, to disseminate learning and to bring staff on board with the changes that we want to do, that we haven't provided the skills. So there has been at times a lack of training for change management. And, you know, that is key really in the sense of, understanding how you can, bring the team with you on a change. There have been resource challenges. There are many challenges and there are many operational challenges, and I am sure that they will continue. But as I say, I feel my role really is to help facilitate and to help support teams to, you know, to achieve best practice goals. Yeah.
Okay. Would you say raising awareness and improving access to the evidence base is a prerequisite to change for the better?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And hence, that's why our objective is to develop this learning hub. And so that there is a resource available there so that our staff are not, you know, having to start from scratch, that, you know, that we are signposting for them, you know, to support them in, you know, in getting the knowledge and the underpinning, you know, principles in place at the beginning of such changes.
Thank you, Julie. Where can we find out more about patient safety at UHBW? I think we might have an idea.
Okay, so at the moment, we currently have a patient safety page on Connect, which is obviously, you know, it has outlined the basic principles of PSERF, and there are links on there that can guide staff to, you know, where to gain further information. Additionally, we do have, say, for example, the after action review conductors that we have across the organisation. We have developed an after action review conductor SharePoint. So on there is a number of resources for staff that undertake safety reviews within divisions. So we're supporting with that. And as I said before, our objective and our key objective at the moment is to develop this learning hub for patient safety.
Wonderful. Do you have one final piece of advice for anyone looking to engage with patient safety? Okay.
In patient safety, we are aiming to embrace a culture of openness and continuous improvement. In the past, when incidents occurred, the focus was often on the staff involved, and unfortunately, historically, unwittingly, it has at times fostered a culture of blame. But our approach has changed, and we need to build systems to support our staff to prevent errors. And therefore, we need to hear the realities in practice from our staff and the experiences of our patients accessing our service. And therefore, we encourage staff to engage with us at every opportunity. You know, we really want to work with you because, you know, that is what is key to informing patient safety improvement.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us today, Julie.
Thank you.